You're listening to Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with your hosts, Angel and Walter LeRae. Real talk, real people, sincere conversations. Let's get into the podcast. Talks, may I speak sincerely with your hosts, Angel and Walter LeRae. I am the poet Walter LeRae, and Angel is on assignment. We have a very special guest, my homie, the Reaper himself, Mr. Numb Thumbs. Corey Numb Thumbs, Neil is on the mic. Welcome to the show, Mr. Corey.
Thank you for having me again, sir. Thank you for having me again, sir.
It is our pleasure, brother. Thank you for showing up and you know, being my guest host on this podcast, man. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. What's been good with you in the world of Mr. Numb Thumbs?
Well, man, all I can say is, you know, God's been good. Everything, you know, I live to see another day, which is always a blessing, you know. Amen. But amen. You know, I just been, you know what we've been doing.
Yes.
I really hate to come on the podcast and all we talk about is video games, but that's what we do.
That's, you know, what we do, man. Killing is my business, ladies.
Right?
And business is good. Hey, man, we have to. Hey, dude, that's my stress reliever, brother. It is. I have long days. I have disagreements, disappointments. I get on there. I boot up with my homies and we go to work. And that within itself is like I said, it's an outlet. I do believe every man needs his outlet. Man, we can talk about Call of Duty video games. That's what we do. That's my pleasure.
Right.
We can do that anytime, brother. It doesn't bother me, man. I'm glad that you taking the time to join the podcast, man. So much is going on in the world, man. I don't really watch the news, but you know, the coronavirus is going around. You got Snoop Dogg calling Gail a derogatory name and then coming back and apologizing like Kevin Hart apologized to the LBGQ TBDBDBDO community. I mean, I just don't understand, man. Like, when have white people apologized for all the atrocities that they have done to us?
That happened back up in 19 never.
There you go.
You know, they never came out and said, here's your reparations and we apologize for everything that we've done to you. Snatching you out of your homeland.
There you go.
You know, your kings and queens, y'all once were. But you shall be that no more.
Preach, brother, preach.
You know?
You better stop preaching for somebody to pass a collection plate, brother.
You know what I'm saying? But hey, you know what I'm saying? I don't watch the news either, man. I don't watch the news either.
Man, dude. I don't watch that one-directional narrative news and so forth. But, you know, of course, you know, we have social media and things of that nature, man. But my point is, brother, stand on something. Why are you apologizing, though? That's what disappointed me with him because, you know, everybody, in my opinion, I felt, look, dude, I'm not going to always agree with every person's approach to it, but that's that person's approach to it. And I'm not mad at the apology per se, but Gail and Oprah have never apologized for all of the negative stereotypes that they've played on black men. And I just have a problem with it. And I can't wait to get Angel on, but I have you. And I mean, did you know the whole ordeal about the Gail King was pressuring Lisa Leslie in the interview, trying to get Lisa to say something negative about Kobe?
Angel sent me the link, so I watched it.
Right.
I watched it, and I saw how she, you know, brought it up, and then said, well, you wouldn't see it. Mm. Excuse my language. Mm. I was about to say something there, but in the comments, they said Lisa Leslie, she held her own in that conversation. She didn't let the conversation dwindle into, you know, into a bunch of manure, basically.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, brother, for the listeners, but boy, sometimes it's hard, man.
Oh, right?
I have a couple of words in the chamber, loaded, locked and loaded, and on rapid fire, and ready to go at her at any time. But Yo, man, like I said, I don't fault anybody for if you see that you have made a mistake. But the problem that I have is like, man, stand on it, though, bro. Like, stand on the forefront of your word and be a man and hold your Jews in the proper stance. So, and, you know, of course, he was on Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk. Blah.
Who was?
Snoop. Snoop Dogg is on Jada's show apologizing about, and you know, I heard a snippet. I didn't watch the show. I just saw a snippet. Jada was like, when you said that about Gail, it was almost as if you were saying it to me. Well, you nappy-headed heifer, if you took it that way, let it be that way. Man, Will, tell your chick, shut up. Please.
Why? I mean.
Shake her. Check her. Put it in the checkout.
Right. When Gail said that to Lisa Leslie, did it almost feel like she was saying that to you then?
That's what I'm saying. Like, see, that's what I be trying to tell my brother. See, the world thinks that a black man is the whipping boy of society, and I am here to vigorously disagree. Because if you raise your hand at me, you're going to be handless.
Right. And if your listeners listen, you have said that numerous times on the podcast. The black men have been the whipping boy. I've heard you say it. Like I said, I've been a fan since day one.
Yes, sir.
You know, I've been here since day one.
And I appreciate you for that, brother. I really do. But you're right. Yes, I have said it numerous times. Look, man, here's the thing. Harvey Weinstein just been convicted. No, nobody really saying anything about that. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that, you know, I look at today. Like I said, I have on my local news and it kind of trickles over to today while I'm drinking my coffee and so forth, getting things set up and doing my other work. You know, I don't, it's kind of hush mouth. They report briefly on it, but they move on. Well,
right.
This man, Kobe, is just, he's not even laid in the ground when they was talking about him. And yet, you know, I can understand reporting on the accident, but then you bringing up old news. To try to demonstrate this man, demonize this man, you know, throw some shade on his character and his legacy and so forth. It, you know, that's what I'm talking about. So why apologize to Gayle King and Oprah? Why apologize for what you stood on? Because it made me look at Snoop differently. I'm like, I love you, Snoop, but you're wrong. You out of pocket. You out of pocket for apologizing. Am I mad that you apologize? I understand why you apologize, but but the rhetoric seems as if somebody made you apologize.
Right.
If it was genuine, then it wouldn't. You don't look, man. Apologize. Be like, man, yo, I said what I said. I'm gonna stand on it because that's how I am. If I say it, I'm gonna stand on it. I don't care because I'm not trying to eat at your table. You know what I mean? And that's supposed to be your homeboy. If somebody say something about you, Thumbs or Angel, I'm riding for you.
Right, and then
if I say, I'm like, yo, hold up. Because, see, even if I felt like you guys were wrong, I deal with you guys later. But in the united front of whoever going against my family, we got an issue. You against him, you against me, we'll deal with it. We'll square up, and that's what it's going to be like. But behind closed door, I'll be like, yo, y'all know y'all out of pocket for that, right?
Right.
But that's the love and respect that you have for your family. You know what I mean? So I just feel differently about it, brother.
I see that, I'm not fully aware. I saw Snoop Dogg when he first said what he said. So I think you or Angel sent me a clip of him apologizing. It was just a little clip. I didn't even watch it yet. I meant to watch it at work, but I didn't. But so I really can't speak on it. But if he, this goes in the same category as Kevin Hart. If you say something and then you retract that statement because when you said it, it was in the Kevin Hart said what he said on his stand up comedy. So when he said that, I took it for what it was, a joke. You know what I'm saying? He said it then on his stand up. So I took it as a joke. I knew he wasn't saying that for real.
Right. But even he was, that's your prerogative, bro. That's you. And I get it in the context of a joke. But then when you stand on, you're like, I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to apologize. And like Dave Chappelle pointed out, Nigga, you was on the news 6 weeks afterwards apologizing. He said he turned on Telemundo. He was apologizing. Come on, bro. You ain't even apologizing on the Spanish channel. Man, ain't nobody apologizing to a black man. Ain't nobody apologizing to anybody for that matter. And not only that, the disrespect, you know, of and the lack of respect coming from people who, you know, look, you may not have been a fan of Kobe. You may not be a fan of black men in general, which is cool because I feel like this. The world steals our culture. The world steals our flavor and make it mainstream and so forth. And that's why I have a big problem with certain people. I don't think all white people are bad people. I have white friends. I love certain white people out there. I love certain black people. I don't think all white people are bad. I don't think all black people are good. I feel like there's enough good and bad. You know who you are. You can you can discern between the two. It's not for me to point those things out. But I'm not all against people. I'm not all for people. But I love my people, my culture, black people. I love them. And it doesn't mean that I want to dance with every one of them. It doesn't mean that every one of them invited to my house. No, that's not it. I know who I break bread with. And that's a special thing. But I also know that in journalism, and having the approach of what journalistic values are, consider the source. Your story is only good as your source. And also, it is a certain thing about factual information, not just your opinion. And I feel like a lot of people base facts on opinions, and that's not real work. That's not how it goes down. Opinion is an opinion. We all have them. But facts, it's hard to debate facts. If you have facts, I'm with facts. Now, as far as Snoop apologizing, hey man, you felt strongly on it. And I felt like if you said it, you shouldn't have said it if you weren't going to stand on it. But if you stand on it and you say, okay, I apologize for the way it came out. Okay, I understand that. But Gail, I have yet to hear Gail or anybody else say condolences to Kobe's family.
Right.
You know, Vanessa Bryant, who has lost not only her husband, but her daughter.
Right.
Jelly Bean Bryant and his wife lost a son.
What I want to know is, if you can shed some light on this for me, is why that interview was what? February sometime?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good question, brother. I have to actually check that out. But I think it came right around that time.
Right. Okay. So, like you said, a couple of weeks after the accident, the interview came. So now, why is it that people are still coming out apologizing to Gail and them? I mean, I don't understand that. Well, see, why are they still coming out?
You know, Gail and Oprah are part of the black elite. You know what I'm saying? And they don't care anything. See, it's two sides of it, brother. There's regular black people and what we call black folks, and then there's the bougie, stuck up, well-to-do black people who are agents of chaos for the white man to go out there and do what they do. And yes, I did say for the white man, because look, Harvey Weinstein is a white man who has done atrocities. And if you look on the internet, he's all hugged up and booed up with Gail and Oprah. Well, this is where I have a problem with Gail King. When she was interviewing Lisa, she was like, you know, Lisa was like, yo, Kobe is not that type of person. And Gail was like, well, you wouldn't know. Okay. Really? So you can do that to her to try to get some type of reaction out of her, but yet you said nothing about Harvey Weinstein. Oprah Winfrey has a spiritual advisor that's in jail dealing with facing time or doing time over sexual assaults and other things. So, I mean, I'm about being fair. Look, dude, if you out of pocket, you out of pocket. Okay, nobody can take that away from anyone. But I always feel like it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what race you are or gender you are. If you are wrong, you are wrong. And that's the bottom line. That's all I'm saying. Let it be fair for fair and let right be for right. But when you're dealing with a Gayle King and Oprah, to me, I feel like they take pride into bringing down black men, especially black men of certain stature. So I'm not apologizing to Oprah. I don't apologize to Gail. And if I ever run across you, I'm going to let all his words go. Like,
now you need to give yourself some applause for that. Hey, that, man, that was well said. That was well said.
But, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, sir.
Yeah. Speaking on the Harvey Weinstein thing, I want to bring this back to what you said earlier. You said, Harvey Weinstein, he got sentenced finally.
Well, conviction.
Okay.
Found so they guilty, convicted him. We'll see.
But like you said, it's all quiet.
Oh, it's not hush. It's very quiet. Not hush. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So then, let's go back a little further.
Okay.
Jared, the subway dude.
Not Jared. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Right. It came out in the what? That was like in the news 1-2 days. Boom. Gone. R. Kelly in the news. What? Weeks. Doing interviews. Yeah.
And then they did a documentary on him surviving R. Kelly. Look, man, like R. Kelly has done, and I'm not here to take up for R. Kelly.
Right.
Like you can look at the first tapes, as all of us has looked. We have seen them, and like Dave's friends, hey, brother, you were setting the camera up. That ain't me. Okay. All right. Whatever. High of his list, man. There's dirt that's being done on a daily basis. And like I tell you, I tell Angel all the time, my wife, whoever listens to me, I tell them, I say, man, look, if you go so far in the rabbit hole, you're going to see how intricate this thing really is.
Mm-hmm.
It touches politicians. It touches dignitaries. It touches people with money, and that's the whole point about the sex trade thing that's going on. And why I'm saying is this, you can talk about R. Kelly. That's one guy. Now, do I think R. Kelly is wrong? Hey, man, to a certain extent, I do. To a certain extent, I don't. And this is where I'm at with that. Half of the time, these young ladies knew that this was a grown man that they were actually messing with or whatever else. The parents should have intervened sooner into that situation. But, I don't know the dynamics of that.
Right.
The dynamics of, when you go deeper into the sex trade situation, it goes deeper than what R. Kelly ever done. See, R. Kelly is just what they call the perversion. They try to paint him as the perverted perversion.
Right. But
when you really go deep off into the sex trade situation, R. Kelly is, it looked like Bozo the Clown compared to what's really good. See, when you go off into the sex trade situation, R. Kelly is Bozo the Clown, and whatever's on the other side of that rabbit hole is it. Stephen King movie, The Clown.
It's it. Right.
You get what I'm saying? So So one is a fool out here doing foolish things, and the other one is a straight monster.
A straight monster. You're right about that.
So, you kind of get the scenario where I'm going with that. It's one over here, you got Bozo the Clown that Gail interviewed, and he showed his Bozo the Clown right there. Now, on the other hand, when you go down to the rabbit hole and you look up It Will Float, the It Clown, you start to realize that, okay, this is a different monster that I'm dealing with.
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
sir. What I'm saying is that if y'all want to dig all the dirt up on a black man, let's dig all the dirt up. Hey, man, look, I've heard stories. I don't know if it's true or not. I've heard stories of Instagram models being paid $50,000 or offered $50,000 just to go on a yacht for all of these rich men to take a poop on them. A poop on them. You got so much money that in your perversion, you want to take a crap on some woman. So if they're paying Instagram models to take a crap on them, to poop on them. Now, not the Instagram models pooping on them. These are men taking a crap on the Instagram models.
Right. I got what you're saying.
They have that much perversion to do that. You mean to tell me that y'all can't look up the sex trade situation and see what's really going on?
They can.
Of course, man, because it's tied to too many people. Too many people that these buttholes out here voting for or upholding. Man, it's perverted, man. A lot of these people who praying to God and all of these other people are upholding him like Pastor so-and-so.
Right.
Perverted. But see, the rabbit hole is the rabbit hole for a difference. And that's why Alice in Wonderland, if you start looking at the symmetry between that and seeing what's really going on in the world, then you understand where I'm coming from, bro. It's deeper, it's darker, it's nasty, it's perversion, and it's nothing that deals with God. And I'm telling you that these people who are claiming that they're all Christian or all holy or I'm a spiritual advisor, man, they got so much dirt going on, it's ridiculous, bro.
I hear you. It all boils down to what you said. Where's the fairness? Where's the fairness? If you're going to do it for one, do it for all. Do it for...
It's smoke and mirrors, man. That's why I laugh at it. I'm a fan of true crime stories. You know, I listen to like Homestead Horrors, and it's another podcast that I listen to. But, you know, just recently they had an episode about the Texarkana murders. They did a movie about it a while back, and I forgot the name of the movie. So forgive me, listeners. However, it was funny that, you know, that they stated the white female who was sexually assaulted by this dude who was basically killing people stated that it was a black man who did this. Well, the reports doesn't match up because the dude who was with her on the date, the white boy said it was a white man, but the white woman said it was a black man. So the right then and there, it was a discrepancy in the stories. But this was in 1940-something. Texarkana, this is Texas. And, bro, let me tell you something. If there was a serial killer that was black in Texarkana, Texas, it was an anomaly, okay? Because at this time, man, this is lynch a nigga state. And I say that on the record because that's just how it is. Because I remember even in the 70s, dude going to East Texas, how racist it was. So for a person to come back and say something like that, I'm like, yeah, if it was a black man, he was spray painted black. Because, brother, let me tell you something. I understand. Look, see, what I'm saying is to you, it's not fair that everything is kind of thrown on a black man.
Right.
Like, you know, and you got to understand why it's done that way. I'm like, okay, look, I don't take any supplements. I never taken any supplements, even when I was playing sports in school. But I always saw the white boys always taking supplements. You know, he was trying to imitate what I was naturally God gifted talent. And I never had to work as hard, but I always worked hard because I believe in pushing myself to the extreme. So if I'm pushing myself to the extreme, then you got to wonder why is all the dirt being thrown on my culture, on my people.
Yeah.
You know, even the sun shines on the dog ass at times.
Every now and then.
Right. So if you in the shade, that's because you up under my ass. You get what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, bro. Hear what you're saying.
So this is the thoughts that I've said, that black men are the whipping boy to the society of this world, and that is not true. I vigorously deny that because I'm not going to be your scapegoat. I'm not going to be your clown. But I understand that the rabbit hole is different and it's deeper than a lot what y'all are saying, because when you start to uncover it, you're going to start seeing that people are connected. Now, if you connected to the Clintons, I'm not saying this, but it seems like everybody connected to the Clintons die after a certain period of time, especially when the dirt can go back on them.
Right.
You know, that guy that was that other guy that had the island, who was Hepstein. I don't know why I keep forgetting that guy's name. He turns out he hangs himself in inside the jail.
Oh, that dude. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I heard about that cat. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. He got the island of, you know, he got a private island, and he was all the sex trafficking leads over here. But you know, all of that stuff is done now. They haven't talked too much about that.
Nope.
See, it disappears when Kobe, everything was on Kobe, you know, the accident. Smoke and mirrors, man. Smoke and mirrors, brother. I'm telling you, man, it's a conspiracy going on in this world. Now, I'm not saying that they taking my boy Kobe out. I'm saying that the media uses certain things as current affairs and current affairs and current events to put in the forefront. Because we're my brother says, we like microwaves. Instantly, I'm going on to the next subject. You know, I forget about this and because I'm going to throw something else out. And the media uses that as ploys and tactics to move you away from certain subjects. They convicted Bill Cosby off of hearsay. Yet, you know, it's taken him a while to get Weinstein, who's conveniently in the hospital. Conveniently in the hospital.
Conveniently right. in the hospital right now.
But when Michael Jackson was going through his trial, that judge told Mike, if you ain't here within a certain amount of time, I'm locking you up. Mike showed up at court in his pajamas.
His pajamas, oxygen mask, everything.
Yeah. I mean, dude, look, man. And that's what I'm saying. Prince gone, Whitney Houston gone, Michael Jackson gone. You know, people who have major catalogs, major amount of money on the game, and they're dead.
Right. Don't forget Prince. He was making the comeback. Prince was making the comeback.
That's what I'm saying. Prince was he was number one.
Yeah.
So when you look at that, you gotta kind of something's going on. You know, unfortunately, this is not the conspiracy show, but you gotta understand something's going on in the world, and that's why I pray. You know, I pray and I ask God, you know, that hedge of protection is real in my life. And I understand that, you know, these things I won't, we'll never probably understand what's going on in this world.
Right.
But trust that it's going on.
But we, as Black people, we should see this. If you don't see this, I don't know what's wrong with you. I seen when all our stars started dying, I'm like, oh, dude, what's that? Yeah. They taking us out. They taking us out.
Yeah. taking us out. And it ain't for ice cream.
Right. They you taking know. Us out, man.
That's what you I'm know? Saying, dude. And that's why I'm bad at Snoop. I'm like, yo, man, Snoop, you know. So you mean tell me you going to apologize? You know, then Jada ain't been dope since Low Down Dirty Shame. And that pissed me off because I'm like Jada. Because she was like, you know, when you said this about her, it made me think you was talking about me. And I just wanted to slap the brakes off of her.
What do you say? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
I couldn't, you know, I don't know. I feel like somebody put some vice grips on his balls and squeezed them. When they were squeezing them, they turned them.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? To the point I'm like, yo, bro, you know, stand on something, Snoop. And it just, in my opinion, it's just something that I'm disappointed because I love Snoop, but I'm just disappointed in the fact that, yeah, oh man, do I think you should have called her what you call her? Yeah. Yeah, I do. Because that's exactly how I felt.
Right.
I feel that way, and I'm going to stand on that way because that's exactly what she is. And that's exactly how she's been playing the game. And, you know, the only thing that you, when you said, we're going to come for you, that they use that as a tactic of making it seem like you threatened her. You didn't threaten that woman.
That was not a
threat. That wasn't a threat. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, hey, man, I'm just one man with the no pain, right. man.
But I know. I seen that little snippet of Oprah talking to, I don't know, somebody, and they asked her, how's Gail doing? And she's like, oh, she's not doing well. She's not doing well at all. Like,
now, mention old Weeble Wobble, but they all fall down. Did you see Oprah fall on stage?
No, I didn't.
I'm going to send that to you, man. She was. It's the funny part about it, brother, because Angel sent it to me. But Oprah was on stage. I don't know what she was talking about because I can't stomach that woman. I do not like her. I don't like her. I just don't. She's a witch. So anyway, she was talking about balance, And as soon as she said balance and she turned around and she said, weeble wobble.
Oh, man.
Weeble wobble. Yeah. I gave her the white people laugh. I got to get a Def Jam comedy laugh. Yeah, that's what you get. Ooh. Yeah.
Right?
She weeble and wobble, and she said, bloop, bloop.
I got to see that. I have to see that.
Yeah.
I have to see that. You got to send that to me.
Yeah, I'm going to have to send it to you because I was like, yeah, you know. And then to me, it was like, some people was like, that's karma. And I'm like, that ain't karma. That was just her getting, that ain't near what she deserved. Oprah need a reality check, bro.
Yeah.
You know, she need a reality check.
$1 billion can keep you far away from reality.
Well, you know, look, man. Well, in my opinion, that $1 billion is Oprah is an agent of chaos for that. She knows that she don't want those people to come at her because she's embedded with those people.
Yeah.
So she stay in her place. And her place is smoke and mirrors to go out there and attack the black race, attack the black men and so forth. That's why when I look at black women and I see that they all for Oprah, and I'm like,
yeah, got you okay. Food. They got you food.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I get away from them. You know, my mom don't even bring Oprah up in my in our conversation. I'm like, don't bring her up. Don't bring her up. Please don't. I can't stand her. When I see her on a commercial, I turn the television. And that's why I don't watch TV. I'm like, that's an idiot box, man. I watch what I want to watch. And when I'm done with that, I turn it off because it's nothing important to me. See, that's what life is, man. They use the black culture and the black race as the constant consumers of this world and prosumers. So you have to understand that what you do and what you buy with your money makes a difference. And you got to also understand, you know, it's not about, you don't boycott with your mouth and your march. You boycott with your money. That's when you truly boycott people. These entities, these corporations, don't buy into that. You know, don't buy into the narrative, man. And that's the ideal of who I am and what I'm about. If I don't support you, I don't care about you like that. You know, it doesn't mean that I'm your enemy, and I can be your enemy because it makes me know never mind.
Right.
But I don't have to be your enemy because I don't look at you're not an adversary of mine. You're not an ally. You're not an adversary. You're not a friend. You're not a foe. You just a person who I disagree with. So that's why you'll never get an apology from me. You get a blank piece of paper and I'll be lighting it at the bottom of it so it burns up in your hand.
I feel what you said, man. I feel exactly what you said. It's this world. I don't understand why, like you said, Snoop Dogg, when he said what he said, he meant what he said. When he said it, he meant it. He know he meant it. So now, like you said, why are you going back and backtracking and backstepping, backpedaling, whatever you want to call it? Why are you retracting? You know, why? The people with money, I guess they feel like, okay, well, all right, if I don't apologize, then my money might stop coming in. That's how I think. That's how I think Kevin Hart felt. While he apologized, he's like, if I don't apologize, I don't think my money is going to come in the way it was coming in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, man, look, dude, I've done more with less, and I'm pretty sure I can do more with more.
Yes.
You know, at the end of the day, I'm not selling my soul because I want to fit in. I want to be, you know, I want to be the one that, you know, white people are not are comfortable with me because, you know, look, white people created the boogeyman. The boogeyman is created by white people as the black man to be this monster and so forth. So, and that's why I don't let white boys get around me and make nigga jokes.
Right.
And I'll be the first one like, nigga, what did you say, nigga? And I like for a white boy, I'm not a nigga. Don't call me that. I'm like, yeah, because see, a nigga is an ignorant person. You have got to be ignorant to think that I'm going to let you say a nigga joke in front of me, I would break you in half, boy. Don't you ever try that with me. And that's the comfort, and that's the comfort level that certain brothers give these white boys passes. And I'm like, I don't give you that pass. Because see, I'm not going to be disrespectful to you. And I know that cracker is a derogatory term towards you. So I'm not going to be cracker. I'm not going to crack you to death, and you're not going to nigga me to death. So therefore, we're going to be on our P's and Q's. Oh, it's going to be a lot of pain coming your way.
Right.
You know, because I don't look, I've been around certain people and they feel like because I was the only one in the room that they had the numbers and they got overconfident. And said what they said. And boy, you should have saw how I reacted to them. Just put it like this. They'll know better next time.
They'll know better next time. Yeah.
Right. They'll know better next time.
I've been in a situation like that before. I've been, I ain't gonna say I was the only one, but I was the one that was like, did he just say what I think he said?
Oh, yeah, no, he said it. Oh, no, he said it, dude. And I was like, you know, I was listening to him. I'm like, okay. Okay, so before I knew it, I think I reacted with grabbing him by his throat, pushing him against the other ones, and like, you outside your mind think that you finna sit here and say that in front of me, bro? Oh, man, we finna move some furniture, baby. Right? See, I don't desire to be friend by the adversary. I don't desire to be that dude that gotta be, oh, hey, look at he. Oh, that's nobody but Tyrone. Tyrone is cool. Hey, let's tell a nigger joke. No.
Yeah.
No. Because Walter will break you up from that. It's not happening, man. And you got to understand, I'm a respected person. That means I'm not going to dog you out neither. Right. I have white people in my family. I have Latinos in my family. I have a mixture of different cultures in my family, in my bloodline. Therefore, I'm not going to be disrespectful to no other race of person out there. However, I deserve the same respect, and I'm going to give that to you, and you will give it to me, or I'm going to take it, and you do not want me to take it.
There you have it.
You don't want me to take it because I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it like you was like, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm going to take it. You're going to be like Martha Stewart fighting for your virginity. I'm going to take it from you. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, man, I just love people. And I respect God. And through my respect for God helps me maneuver through this world. Because, you know, look, I always said this. Some of these people, you got to give them a pass and you got to get away from them. Because if not, you'll be fighting and you'll never live your life because your life will be fisticuffs 24/7.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You're always finding yourself fighting to find a place, right? Basically.
So you don't want to live like that. That's not life.
That's not living.
No,
that's not living.
So sometimes you got to be like, yeah, I'm gonna let him make it with that one, guy. But you know, those are the good conversations when you can have that with God, because God says, "Well done, son. Well done." Because see, certain people try to push your buttons, and if you let them, they'll push your buttons
every time,
right? So you just gotta, hey, you and I, we don't even look, even on Xbox, boy, when we're playing video games and those white boys get to going hard, they really think that they are safe because they on the other side of the television.
Right.
On the other side of the console. You know, reality is that you would not say this if you was in my face. Now, I'm gonna liken that to Snoop. I felt like if Snoop was right in Gail's face, he would have called her what he called her after she disrespected Kobe. So that's why I'm mad at you, Snoop, for apologizing on the merit. You should not apologize for what you said. I understand two wrongs don't make a right, but she ain't never been right. That's all I'm saying, man.
Right. Don't she have a talk show?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Man, look, dude, I am L7, brother. Like, if you're not in my radar, I really don't care about you. Okay, I just don't like her.
We are the same.
You know, I just don't like them. I don't like them. And when I get to that point, like when I just don't like you, it's like, yo, we can really get physical with this one now. Yeah, because I don't like you like that. So in order to respect people, like I have people in my, because I don't know them. They don't know right. me. I'm nobody.
Right.
I'm somebody to me. And I'm not just anybody, because anybody can't mess with me. Nobody, you know, whatever. It is what it is. I'm nobody special. But I'm special to me and mine.
Right.
So
I know exactly where you're coming from.
And rightfully so, they should feel the same way. And matter of fact, if she said, man, that guy ain't nothing to me, I'm like, yo, deuces, baby, I feel the same way. However, you just learn to, hey man, I feel a certain way about certain people, I stay away from those certain people. Like you said, that's not living. You'll find yourself fighting and never resting. And I believe in peace be still. You know, I don't want that. I don't want that smoke. I don't want that drama. But at the end of the day, we got to stand on something or we're going to fall for everything.
Amen. I will testify to that.
That's what's up, man. So it's just a little quick show that I want to bring my homie on, Thumbs. Hey, man, what else you got going on? You want to talk to the listeners? You want to give them your digits? Nah.
No, I just appreciate you letting me come on, man. You know, it's always a pleasure. The conversation is always fire. And, you know, like I said, I'm not on no social media. So if anything go wrong, police can't find me. You know, go check his Facebook. They ain't going to find nothing. You know, check his Instagram. They ain't going to find nothing.
Yeah, they're gonna search your phone. They're gonna see all them butt naked midgets. you know, hey, it's all good. It's got, yeah. Hey man, look, I love lesbian porn and I love my midgets. So that's me. Y'all can judge me how you wanna judge me, but two women getting down is sexy to me, and I love it. So, and that's it. I just leave it at that. You know, like he's over sexualized. No, not really, dude. I spend a lot of time on a podcast. I spend a lot of time writing, you know, and working and trying to be a better person. Life is hard and it's difficult enough. And I just don't want people to think, you know, what life is and what they think life is, because I've been I'm a black man and I've traveled outside of the United States of America. And I've seen how the propaganda has spread across the world and what they think of black people because of what they see on TV or what they may hear or whatever else. And when they see me and they interact with me and it's different. You know, because I have, you know, I have manners, I have culture, I have love, and I have the respect of God, and I want to be a better representation of my culture than the negative stereotypes that they try to plague us with, and that's it, and that's all I do, that's all you do, that's all Angel does. I mean,
right.
we're all different, we're all the same, but we're different. The only race is the human race, you know.
Right. And, you know, speaking mm-hmm. on what you were just talking about right there, you know, I haven't traveled, but in my hometown, we got the gas stations with the Arabs. I don't judge them. I don't think all of them are, you know, bomb carriers. But when I go in there to buy some gas, everything they always say, anything else? Would you like some cigarettes? Would you like some blunt wrapper? I'm like, no, I don't do that. Just because I'm black, just because 90% of the black people that come in here buy that, right. Not all black people buy that. And I'm one of them that do not buy right. that. I want some gas, sir. That's all I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
trying to upsell you on the ghettoism.
Yeah.
Right. You know, well, it's a stereotype, man. Right? You know, yeah, exactly. I don't go in there and do none of that.
Right. I don't go in there and be like, oh, man, don't blow us up.
Right.
You know, I don't go in there doing that. Just let me get the gas.
You know, you have to teach them by just yeah. being who you are. And like I said, exactly. it's just, you know, it's bringing that to the forefront. You know what I mean? And that's the only thing that you can do is teach them by being who you are. being the constant man that you are. And see, I want you to see past the color. Hey, look, I never escape blackness and I never will escape blackness. I thank God that I'm a chocolate brother. Okay. And that's who I am. And I've always been that one. And I'm not going to change that. So no matter what, I'm going to always be black. But I love that. But I'm still a man. And you will respect me as a man. You will respect me as that. And it's not something that I demand, but I command that because I'm giving that respect to you.
Yes,
and
sir.
That's what we have to do as people. Yo, man, it's not about bullying anyone. It's not about exerting your authority over anyone. It's all about respect. You don't have to respect me. Just don't disrespect me.
Right.
You know, and that's, right. And that's the difference in life. You know what I mean? I don't believe in bullying no one. I don't believe in none of that stuff, dude. I like live and let live, but also I'm going to call you out on it when you're foul. And I really have no place in my heart for foul people. You know, it's one thing to be foul and correct yourself. Because that's what correction. We all need to be corrected. You know, we all can use some self-check situations in our lives. We need to self-check ourselves. But with that said, you know, I don't bully a person into my beliefs. Nor do I. I'm a sheep that follow these people when they're telling me to go this way. You know, I have my own mind, my own heart. You know what I mean? And I just pray to God. And I have my circle so small that it's a dot. And it's not meant for everybody to experience that. It's not meant for anyone to understand that, but my people. So, and that's where every other person needs to do as well. I mind my own business, and that's it. My money is on my mind, and my business is on taking care of my family. So
exactly.
That's the gist of who I am as a person. I don't have all the answers, but I have questions. And if you have the correct answers, I'm not stubborn to the point that I can't ask you, hey, how do you do this? Because right. I truly want to know how to be, how to succeed. I'm an imperfect person. I'm a flawed vessel. I'm with sin. And I don't cast any stones because I have to check myself. So with that said, brother, I really appreciate you taking the time to be on a podcast with me. And I really thank you for sharing your thoughts as well. It's been a real one. And thank you for showing up and showing out, homie.
Yes, please. Hey, anytime. Man. I can tell you, anytime, man. You know, I want to become a regular.
No doubt, man. No doubt. You know that check for $2 and a biscuit is in the
mail. Yeah, right. I'm going to be looking for that biscuit.
Hey, don't forget the biscuit, baby.
I'm definitely going to be looking for that biscuit. For
real. I love my biscuits, man. Hey, you know what it is, man. Yo, people.
Yes, sir.
It's been real. I want to special thanks to Mr. Corey Nomthom Neils for showing us love today. And shout out to Angel. He'll be back on the show.
Angel.
And we'll be back with you. Hey, you know what? Before I go, please check us out on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, you know, Google Cast, and Stitcher. And of course, follow us on Instagram and like us on Facebook. My beautiful people, this has been Miss Blogs. Oh. I was doing a throwback. You know, I used to have my blog page. Used to be Miss Blogs, right? And it used to be Miss Blogs by Walter LeRae. But people, I may bring that back. I may, you know, because I'm a writer. You know what I mean? And I love to write as well. And I got books that I'm working on. I need to get them out there. I need to be disciplined to correct that and let those things go because I overcorrect certain things. And I need to just say, hey, you know what? It's not going to be super perfect, but it's going to be super fly, and I'm going to put it out there. But again, this is Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with your host, Angel and Walter LeRae, with our special guest, Mr. Corey Nomthom Neils. We appreciate you, sir. And you know how we do it, folks. I'm going to spread these two fingers apart, and I'm going to shake a deuce at you. Peace.
Later.
Thank you for tuning in to Miss Talks Podcast. May I speak sincerely with your hosts, Angel and Walter LeRae. If you would like to be a part of our show, or if you have any suggestions and topics that you would like us to speak on, please feel free to reach us at MissTalksPodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Instagram. Just search Miss Talks Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Let the journey begin.